Doing great. This is a beautiful day out here. There's actual books that have been written back in the 80s and 90s saying they will call us haters. And we have the God who loved us first, so that's kind of confusing. Ah, dig it. You know he's hungry, and you gotta say that. All right. Okay. So, well, we're starting in the USA. I don't know how many people heard the congressional testimony, but yeah. Let me just pull this. I just got to pull a few things up here. Just a second. I pulled up. Yeah, that's what I didn't pull up. All right. So, let's see, I have the joy of putting different things in different spots. Kind of. I found the mouse. The mouse likes to run away. That's the scary part. That's the scary part. Okay. So, let me pull this one up and put it in the right spot. So we're talking, I'm going to share with you something that happened this week in, it's horrifying. So what happened was the presidents of Harvard University of Pennsylvania, and MIT were called out to testify as to their lack of action in protecting the Jews on their campuses from those who chose to call for the genocide of Jews against school policy. Now, this was done before the Congressional House Education and Workforce Committee. What's of great importance here, and great value, I should say, was Harvard graduate representative Elise Stefanik's interaction with President Gay of Harvard University. We're going to tell you more about that. We're going to save that interaction to share that information for next week, but wait till you hear this one. This for us, when Usama heard it for the first time, I think he was a little surprised. We cut it at a certain point because it kind of says it all. All right, so here we go. Can you hear that? Okay, let me try. All right. No, it wasn't. Okay, hold on. Let me just get back to that. Yeah. I have to come back here. Just a minute. You know, the joy. Well, you know, the big thing is I probably didn't hit that nice little button that says share sound. Yeah, that's what it is. I did not push that nice little button. It's pushed on the other one, but it wasn't pushed on this one. Here we go. Well, she said that. She did say that. Probably not. She says she was asked first of all if it was against them to announce, you know, to call for the hatred and execution of black people. And if you just, yeah, it she was hesitant to even answer that. It's like She's got the doctorate, but as you and I both know, she thinks so highly of herself after what we're going to talk about this woman next. We'll share this next week because it's a two-part story. We have to, it's bad. This woman is dangerous to her own self. She's so smart. All right. Let me get that next story up. So I'm going to introduce this next story and then I'll share the video. It was revealed by memory that Delaware Imam Shadid Muhammad saw on October 27th that Allah hasn't turned America into Palestine yet, but that time is coming. So let me play this video for you. This should blow your mind. Now, I sat there, I listened to this. I listened to this three times before I decided this was a worthy news story because I wanted to hear this. But what I'm going to tell you guys is to pay special attention to the symbols, the logos in the background. Pay attention to them because you're going to be seeing them as time goes on. Okay, here we go. I want to pull that back so you can see this. Just a second. Let me pull that back. So take a look at what he said in Arabic. Fight them and Allah will punish them at your hands. And he won't tell anybody. All right, just get that screen up. Okay, we're on five. I'm going to pull up five, and then I'll take it over there. All right. Here we go. And when Moses said to his people, And when Moses said to his people, O my people, remember the grace of Allah on you when he made prophets among you and he made you kings and he gave you what he did not give anyone of the world. In Moses' days, it's him. That's it. Well, there's the king of Egypt. Oh, there isn't any. There's no kings there. Yes. Oh, my people, enter the Holy Land, which Allah has... Oh, it's written in the Quran. No. No, they didn't. It's called the Promised Land. It was okay. I want people to enter the Holy Land, which Allah has prescribed for you, and do not turn away on your backs, so you will be turned back losers. Two men among the fearers, Allah graced on them. Allah doesn't know very many names. Two men that Allah doesn't know their names, among the fearers, which would mean they're Muslims, Allah graced on them, said, enter on them the door. Does anybody know where the door is? A door. Okay. And okay. Enter on the door. So when you enter it, surely you will be victorious and on Allah, so depend if you were believers. They said, O Moses, surely we will never enter it as long as they are in it. So go you and your Lord, so engage in war. Surely we are sitting down right here. He said, my Lord, surely I do not own anything except myself and my brother, so separate between us and the transgressing people. He said, so surely it is forbidden to them 40 years. They will be lost on the earth, so do not grieve on the transgressing people. Oh, they went in. Well, there wasn't a door there, but they did go. Okay. Oh, we're in five. Okay. Okay. And some of those who say, surely we are Christians, we took their covenant. So they have forgotten a part of what they were. They've forgotten a part of what they were reminded of. So we have stirred up enmity and hatred among them until the resurrection day, and Allah will inform them of what they were doing. No, it hasn't. They will know you are Christians by your love. Yes. Oh, I'll bet that's Allah. Here we go. 591. Surely Satan only desires to stir up enmity and hatred among you. Wait a minute. Didn't Allah just do that? I guess Allah is Satan. Amen. There we go. Engage in war with them. Allah will torment them by your hands and put them to shame and give you victory over them and heal chests of a believing people. And that's the reference he was making. That's, yes. All right. Just trying to find the mouse again. Where are you? Okay, there we are. All right. And, okay. On Friday, December 1st, the Las Vegas Police Department and the FBI stopped a terrorist plot by a 16-year-old who had posted a threat that read, "Peace be upon all brothers who see this. I am here to announce that I will be starting lone wolf operations in Las Vegas against the enemies of Allah. I ask you to make dua for victory. I am a supporter of the Islamic State, and I will make sure the Zionists in this city know it." He was a recent convert to Islam. A search warrant was served, and the teenager was taken into custody without incident. Deputy Chief Dory Corin said that a police search found components for building an IED, an improvised explosive device, along with bomb-making recipes and instructions. I think he'll be, if he's imprisoned, he'll come out a better jihadi, more serious about plotting. It's scary because that's, I mean, Patrick Dunleavy, he wrote about this, about how prison is a recruitment center for jihadis. And this is scary stuff. Oh, we do. Okay. The Daily Mail, this is out of the UK, the Daily Mail and Jewish News Syndicate have exposed a Dr. Waheed Shaida, a medical doctor working for the National Health Services, as a general practitioner, is now being watched by the police because he has referred to the Hamas terrorist as brave Mujahideen. He called the October 7th attack a very welcome punch on the nose. Dr. Waheed gave a speech at a rally by Hizb ut-Tahrir in front of dozens of police officers where he appealed for Gaza's Arab neighbors to attack Israel, saying, quote, a state-level military massacre on civilian population demands a state-level military intervention to rescue the people of Gaza and liberate Palestine. I mean, who did it? Who led the attack? A medical doctor, a real medical doctor, not like that other guy who goes around pretending he's one. It's true. The last story we have is from Israel. An Israeli health ministry representative told the Knesset Health Committee that the hostages freed from the Hamas captivity were given tranquilizer pills before being handed over to the Red Cross for transfer to Israel. The drugging would have aimed to make the hostages appear calm, happy, and upbeat after surviving starvation and physical abuse, to sleep deprivation and psychological terror for more than 50 days. So they were released, people, understand this, they were released in being drugged. So there's, you know, people saw a woman who was drugged and she was smiling at her captors. Okay. There's a lot of good stories on that. Well, at least the New York Post put that story out. It did share the link out, people, so I hope you go to that link. Leave comments of thank you. It's an important thing that they actually... If you do a little bit more research, you'll find the Israelis actually named the drug. And there's a lot more details on this. They were talking about it being a muscle relaxant, but it's just, you have to look at this. The purpose of this was to terrorize the families. That's their real intent. So something to think about. No, I think we're going to hit that break part because we're at that midway point. All right, here we go. Three. Okay. All right, sorry, I'm just, there we go, catching up. Okay, here we go. Re 55. When Allah said, O Isa, surely, I am causing you to die, and I am raising you up to me, and purifying you from those who became infidels, and make those who follow you above those who became infidels, till the resurrection day. Then to me is your return. So I will judge between you about what you were differing. Who became infidels until the resurrection day. Yes. Noah hasn't. This is just crazy. I mean, if that would seem like they should be here still. Good question. And Esau, surely I am causing you to die, and I am raised. Okay. That was deep thought. I don't see it there. All right. Yeah, I'm trying to get my mouse over there. Just a second. Zero out of zero. Well, I think he's like Disney. Zero out of zero. There's nothing there. They tell good tales. I thought they were scholars. See any miracles, but Allah's the god of deception, but his deception is deceiving himself. It's just pretty bad. Surely the example of Esau with Allah is like the example of Adam. He created him from dust. Then he said to him, be, so he will be. I thought he was already there. That's what it implies. Oh. All right. And Mary, the daughter of Amram, who guarded her sexual parts, so we breathed into it from our spirit. that would create an infection. No, that's what he's claiming. I think Amram would have beat him up. Yeah. If we're reading the Quran, the answer is yes. We're talking about the Quran. Yes, Allah needs editors. Oh, we don't see that, do we? Yeah. All right. 4171. Oh, that was quick. That was a good idea. Okay. All right. Here we go. People of the book, do not exaggerate in your religion and do not speak against Allah except the truth. So you can't speak against Allah with the truth. Surely the Christ, Isa, son of Mary, is only a messenger of Allah and his word, which he cast to Mary and a spirit from him. So believe in Allah. Wow, yeah, it is. Nope. Okay, we're going up. Wait, are we in 4 or 5? I'm sorry. We're in 4, right? Almost there. All right. There we go. 116. And when Allah said, O Isa, son of Mary, did you say the people take me and my mother as two gods other than Allah? He said, praise me. He said, praise be unto you. It is not for me that I say what is not for me. It is not for me that I say what is not true for me. If I had said it, so indeed you know it. You know, telling Allah to his face, he's a bold-faced liar. It means Hell is a created being. No. And now we're fine. All right, 59. Really, the he created dust. Then he said to him, "Be," so he will be. Now, for everybody else who's not catching this, take a look. It says, then he said, that's past tense, be, which is present tense. So he will be is future tense. So Al is a little confused here. He needs some grammatical help and an editor. And that's like, okay. I have no idea where the thing came from. And we got Starius Adam. And when your Lord said to the angel, surely I am placing on earth a khalifa, deputy, they said, will you place in it those who will vandalize in it and shed the blood? And while we nusaba, worship with your praise and extol your holiness, he said, surely I know what you do not know. And he taught Adam all the names and then set them before the angels. So he said, we don't see anything be or was. Okay. Ah. Okay. 102. Here we go. O you who have believed, fear Allah, his true fear, and do not die except you are Muslims. Does it make any sense? True fear. Whose true fear? But it's... Wow. No, I'm just thinking, if I read this, it sounds like Allah has true fear. Okay. Okay, so fear Allah with what you can and hear and obey and spend best for yourselves. Whoever is saved from the stinginess of his soul, so those are the prosperous. It sounds like Allah's fear isn't worth fearing. I mean, if it's with your choice, I mean, that's... Yes. It's a problem. I mean, if in the Bible, God's word stays. It doesn't change. But... they have to change Allah's word because it's the only thing that makes it somewhat better, I guess. All right. And 140. If a wound has touched you, so indeed a wound like it has also touched the people before. And such are the days we alternate between the people, and that Allah may know those who believed, and he takes martyrs from among you, and Allah does not love the unjust. The chain mail was supposedly caught in his cheek, I believe. Okay, here we go. 169. And do not think that those who were killed for the sake of Allah are dead, yet they are alive with their Lord, receiving their provision. I've seen green birds, but I have no idea where this is. Allah must be into sorcery. That's kind of scary. Surely, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the change of the night and the day, are signs to those who have understanding. Surely in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the change of the night and the day are signs to those who have understanding. So night turning into day and day turning into night. Okay. All right, 199. Here we go. And surely some of the people of the book are those who believe in Allah and what he had sent, has sent down to you, and in what he has sent down to them. Humbling themselves to Allah, they will not purchase with the verses of Allah a little price. Those will have their wage with their Lord. Surely Allah is swift in the reckoning. So next week is chapter 4. Okay. Well, I have an incredibly good thing that we're going to be sharing. It's the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you, anything that has you've listened to tonight has told you maybe we should give up on Allah, maybe we should give up on Muhammad and find out for ourselves what's real. Leave Islam, and then we ask that you pay attention to these next few minutes. After we play this, we're going to come back and we'll answer questions. So if you do make a choice for Christ, let us know. We want to celebrate with you. And put a queue in front if you have any questions during this time. Oops, sorry. Wrong button. We have an interesting comment that I thought I'd share. Which is, you know, it backs up your statement about these green birds. Original Quran only Christian wrote, when your brothers were afflicted with a hud, he said, it's a quote, God placed their souls in the bellies of green birds flowing through the rivers of paradise, eating from their fruits. I had a thought on this, which many people might laugh at. Does this mean Allah is a pagan god who endorses reincarnation? This is, yeah, that's exactly what I get out of this. Actually, it's actually worse because birds are a lower form in the belief structure of those who believe in reincarnation. They believe it's one of the lowest forms. So they basically, I thought that was funny. Yeah. Good night. We're out. Go get some food. Ah, bummer. Hey, tell her I said hello. God bless. Oh, definitely will tonight. God bless. Thank you. All right.